and as tributes pouring from all parts of the globe on the demise of Nelson Mandela, Radio Ghana brings you a profile of the freedom fighter and tributes from some world acclaimed personalities that was put together by Rebecca Epe.
It will forever remain an indelible blight on human history that the apartheid crime ever occurred.
The South African anti-apartheid revolutionary and politician Nelson Rolihlahla Mandela was given life to 95 years ago. He served as president of South Africa from 1994 to 1999, the first black South African to become president and the first elected into a fully representative multiracial election. His government focused on dismantling the legacy of apartheid, tackling institutionalized racism, poverty, and inequality while fostering racial reconciliation.
We take this opportunity once more to pay tribute to the millions of Britons who through the years, and like others everywhere else in the world, stood up to say no to apartheid.
Born into a royal family, Nelson Mandela attended the Fort Hare University and the University of Witwatersrand, where he studied law. Mandela was known as politically an African nationalist and democratic socialist. In his fight against a segregated South Africa, Mandela in 1961 led a bombing campaign against government targets. In 1962, he was arrested, convicted of sabotage and conspiracy to overthrow the government, and sentenced to life imprisonment. He was released from prison after serving 27 years when an international campaign lobbied for his release. Mandela spoke to the BBC a day after his release.
It was breathtaking, that's all I can say.
And your first impressions of the South Africa that you found in this very short time that you've been free?
Well, it's a totally different South Africa.
Mandela became the president of the African National Congress, ANC, a year after his release from prison. He later published his autobiography and led negotiations with President F.W. de Klerk to abolish apartheid and establish multiracial elections in 1994, in which he led the ANC to victory. Both Mandela and F.W. de Klerk later became co-recipients of the Nobel Peace Prize, 1993, for their work in the peaceful termination of the apartheid regime and for laying the foundations for a new democratic South Africa.
The time for the healing of the wounds has come. The moment to bridge the chasms that divide us has come. The time to build is upon us. We have at last achieved our political emancipation. We pledge ourselves to liberate all our people from the continuing bondage of poverty, deprivation, suffering, gender, and other discrimination. We commit ourselves to the construction of a complete, just, and lasting peace. We understand it still that there is no easy road to freedom. We know it well that none of us acting alone can achieve success. We must therefore act together as a united people.
As president, Mandela focused on a government of national unity. He established a new constitution and initiated the Truth and Reconciliation Commission to investigate past human rights abuses and introduce policies to encourage land reform, combat poverty, and expand healthcare services. Internationally, Mandela acted as a mediator between Libya and the United Kingdom in the Pan Am Flight 103 bombing trial and oversaw military intervention in Lesotho. Mandela declined to run for a second term as president, and his deputy Thabo Mbeki later became his successor. As an elder statesman and through the Nelson Mandela Foundation, he focused on charitable work in combating poverty and HIV and AIDS. On the other hand, right-wing critics denounced Mandela as a terrorist and communist sympathizer. Nonetheless, Mandela received international acclaim for his anti-colonial and anti-apartheid stance. He received over 250 awards, including the 1993 Nobel Peace Prize, the U.S. Presidential Medal of Freedom, and the Soviet Order of Lenin. President Jacob Zuma praised Mandela as an embodiment of global transformation.
We extend a special welcome to the Mandela family. They became a symbol of the sacrifices of many who bore the brand of apartheid.
This is how South African High Commissioner to Ghana, Genevieve Ndalvo, sees Mandela.
Nelson Mandela's commitment to human rights, to democracy, was an expression of the rights of the people to choose their leader. So the link between democracy and promotion of human rights should not be lost. Madiba has given us the light as to how we should go about creating more just societies, not only in South Africa, but internationally.
America's Queen of Talk, Oprah Winfrey, whose humanitarian service extends to education in South Africa, had the privilege of interviewing Mandela.
I've been referring to it as the interview of a lifetime. For me, it indeed is. I am thrilled that the day has finally arrived. Today, a legend comes to life as we welcome one of the world's great heroes, Nelson Mandela. He is a universal hero, one of the most extraordinary people of all time.
Nelson Mandela is an epitome of peace and social justice in his own country and the world over. U.S. President Barack Obama said Mandela's story is one of unbreakable will, unwavering integrity, and abiding humility. Mandela is highly respected within South Africa and affectionately referred to by his people as Madiba, as an act of honor. The man who said apartheid must not be reformed, it must be uprooted in its entirety, is gone at 95, but will never be forgotten. Mandela remains the South African hero, godfather of the nation, and an inspiration to generations yet to come.
And when I think about the past, the type of things they did, I feel angry. You have a limited time to stay on earth. You must try and use that period for the purpose of transforming your country into what you desire it to be. Democratic, non-racial, non-sexist country. And that was a great task.
That was a profile of the late Nelson Mandela by Rebecca Epe.